Twins team. Good to be with you. It's a bright fall day outside. It's not too hot, not too cold, just perfect weather.
And what now?
And what now?
That's what Avery used to say in the morning. What now?
Like, what's going to happen now? But before we do our lesson, let's say a prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, that the blessing of the Lord is upon us because of your word and your spirit guides us and directs us in everything we do, comforts us. It gives us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelation of the truth that sets us free. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And we all said, amen.
Amen. So a lot has been happening in the world, and it's like we're in a reset time.
Yeah.
And so we learned last week what there was the Twins' faith and hope and how to use your faith and hope for the future. So we're going to kind of tie the two lessons together by the end of the lesson, but we'll just jump into it and see where it takes us. Let the Holy Spirit guide us into all wisdom and knowledge.
It says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hope is a very important partner of faith. Hope is the goal setter. And I said the blueprint.
Right, it's the blueprint.
For success.
Right, and so we're going to kind of teach you a little lesson about how faith and hope kind of mirror image your thermostat and your heater.
Yes, the thermostat is a goal setter.
Right, your thermostat's a goal setter, and really the heater itself with either electric or gas is the substance that makes it happen.
The machine, the possibility.
Right, so today we don't probably need the air conditioner or the heater so much. We're in a fortunate time, but let's say it was 100 degrees outside. So would you set it to what you're really at? Would you go over to your thermostat and set it at 100 because it's 100 outside?
No.
No, that would be
You call those things that be not as though they were.
Right,
call what you want.
Right, you call. So what we would do is we might set the thermostat for
70
degrees. And it'd be soon we go from very hot to just a nice, comfortable temperature. Or if it's 50 outside, we might want to change what our goal is.
You want to set it at 70 again.
Right, our goal might change, but it would be heat, not air conditioning.
Right.
Because what it is the thermostat is the goal setter. And so if you set it for air conditioning, that's kind of like people not quite praying correct, and they don't get their answer for prayer because they're turning on the air conditioner to get the heater, and that won't work. Or if they're not really hooked up to a heater or an air conditioner, that won't work. A thermostat
don't have the word of God to manifest in the physical, then it's not going to happen. You can just cry and bawl
you can
make all kinds of noise, but God's word doesn't work before that.
Right, it'd be like taking your thermostat and taking out a hammer and going bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, get it to work.
It won't work because it has to have the right rules set up, and it's the same with the kingdom of God. So
use a hammer on the kingdom of God.
Let's see what we can learn and help us get so we have our faith and our hope working together.
Says Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Renew your mind, which is a part of your soul, because when you're born again, your soul isn't born again, just your spirit. You will have a new spirit. Then you need to renew your soul, which is your mind and your soul and your will and your emotions. So you drive your soul to be like your spirit, the Word of God.
Well, what you're really doing is setting up your hope. You're doing your hope. You're aligning it with God's Word. So you're going to say, I'm successful. I can do all things because the Bible says I can do all things.
And it's an open book test. So you need to go read the Bible, discern the Bible, indulge in the Bible, and indulge with the Holy Spirit.
Well, it says, be not conformed to the world. So we're not going to make our goals be worldly goals. We're going to align with God, and we're going to say the right thing and do the right thing. And then we're going to get our goal in the right spot, and then we just match our faith with it, and bingo, you have your answer to your prayer.
Got her done.
Let's see what else we have to learn.
It says in James 1, 5 through 8, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Oh, I thought you were done, but I jumped ahead. Well, that I was thinking it would be like if your 100-degree weather's out there, and you think, oh, I'm going to set the thermostat to 70, and you do, but it hasn't quite got to 70, so you go, well, maybe I should go back up and set it at 100. That's what I need to do, and you just flip all over, and you will get nowhere.
Yeah, a double-minded man. Oh, maybe I don't want it to be 70, maybe I'll make it 80.
Right, or it can be more natural, which is, I think, a more natural thing. Like you're claiming, you're healing your finances, whatever.
And then you start looking at...
Then you start whining and going back down the street. You're paddling up the stream. You're saying what you should. You're saying God's promises. And then something jumps
in. Somehow the current gets you to go back to where you were.
Well, something happens and you get moved by the physical circumstances instead of using your hope that you already have. Because we remember last time we studied Abraham, he really had no hope in the natural. But he hoped in God.
Hoped against hope.
Hoped against hope. And so that's what we need to do so that we're not double-minded. We don't get moved to going,
what it is, it's really the spiritual versus the soul, which is part of that gives us the ability to see into the physical. So if we stick to the physical and not to the spiritual, the physical will manifest, not the spiritual. God says, by his stripes you were healed, and you're saying, well, the doctor says, or my pain, or I have a back pain, or and all these other things that the physical's trying to tell you and get you to listen. But you don't listen. You listen to God said it, I believe it, that settles it.
I think it's a very subtle sometimes.
Very
it's
subtle.
Like you're believing for something, and then you've kind of made a way to get by physically or in the physical realm, and you're still believing for your thing, and then you go, oh, well, I'll just do this and it'll take care of it now. But that's not really thinking that your hope is going to happen. It's not connecting your faith. So you have to just be really mindful of what you say, what you do. It's probably harder when you listen to the news because it's not always truthful, and you, as we know with neuroplasticity, the more you hear something, it becomes your truth. So you really got to listen to what you hear and what you say.
And in Romans 10:17, I said it many times, it says, now faith is... No, it says... What's that?
I don't know what you're... Right, I'm not
Romans
10:17,
faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the Word of God. So you hear the Word of God more than one time. So you need to hear it over and over and over and over. That's what the commercials do. They keep telling you over and over and over and over so that it lodges in your spirit, in your soul.
Right, and you probably just heard Miss Hollywood was saying, oh, I hear you guys. So next one.
Matthew 6:8. Therefore, do not let them...
No, start again.
Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him.
Right. Well, there's something for you to know. Like, he knows what you need. So if you go to... That's one of the nice things. I was listening to Mr. Cho, who is from Korea.
South Korea.
South Korea.
Right.
And he was talking about... He was talking about talking in tongues. And the nice thing, because I'm writing a paper and I was... Paul says, I hope that you all speak in tongues.
More than...
more than you are. And the purpose of it is, he says, when you speak in tongues, you speak directly to God what God wants for you.
Yeah, you're in the spirit. You want to get in the spirit real quick, just start speaking in tongues.
Right.
You speak in English, it goes through your soul and into your spirit. But when you speak in tongues, you're speaking directly from the throne of God. You're speaking in the spirit. Those are spiritual words.
Well, right, and that's so important, because we see what we say is what is important and what you get. So that's really an important thing. And I'm going to go to the next scripture.
It says in Mark 11:23, "For surely, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them."
Right.
Wow.
Right.
And that's Jesus talking there. That should all be in red.
Right.
Jesus said that to the disciples, the believers at the time. The God of the creator of the universe was telling us how to make things happen as he had.
Well, I find this kind of interesting. Because we were self-taught coaches. We went to the self-taught institute, and we got a degree in self-talk, which is really what I call the truth talk more. And so long ago, I was studying like the impact, which is really what James talks about. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. And it's interesting, everything in the whole world is influenced by sound. Because if we go back, like you look at our quantum faith teachings, like quantum physics, we find God created the whole universe with his voice. It's a sound wave. So it was interesting. I put a picture there for you to see. It's a coral reef, and they were having problems with coral reefs declining. And they were testing, and they were thinking it was pollution or all kinds of things, global warming, you name it. Scientists came up with it. But then a scientist came up with kind of what I would call a novel approach to taking care of it. He went and recorded the sound of a healthy reef, R-E-E-F, a reef, a coral reef. He recorded that noise, and he went to one that was not doing so well, that was declining, and they started playing.
Well, they put speakers under the water.
Right, they started playing the sound. So it'd be like you turning on God's word and listening to it continuously. So you can do it on YouTube, you could do it on Spotify, you could record your own, however you want. You can like do other people's recordings.
On YouTube, you could listen to David Cassette quote the word.
And that's not his name, though. His name is not Cassette.
Something like that.
It's the guy that was in the Agatha Christie movies.
It was Hercule Poirot.
But his name is not Cassette.
Or something like
you won't
that.
If you put that in the
He'd
search.
He'd probably come over and tell me how to say it right.
But you could say, I want Bible verses on health, Bible verses on finances read to you, and you can get them all different kinds of ways. So anyway, back to the reef. So what they did is they put these speakers under the water, and they began to play the sound of a healthy reef. I'm having a difficult, reef is not my word today, but it'll come back and it'll be here. Reef. So they played it, and lo and behold, the reef began to become back normal. Little fishes came.
Yeah.
Everything started growing. So it's amazing, because I have told about how the tiger trains the young female tigers to be one way and the male tigers to be one way. Well, it's interesting. The fish and all the coral also respond to words, and people need to be as smart as animals, because
it's in us
to know, that what you say, it's what he said. That's, we can go back to the verse. We'll look at it again.
It says, "For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says."
That's pretty. That's
he will have whatever he says.
Right. So we're going back to our last week's lesson. You have your hope, which is in your mind, and it's your goal setter. And then you have in your faith the word of God. So that's what it says. If you believe and say to the mountain, so that's your faith. You have your faith. You connect it with your hope. And you will have whatever you say. That's kind
you'll
of...
have, but you have to do it in faith. And faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God.
Right. So we want to be as smart as the fish in the coral reef.
You can't
reef.
Just say anything. You gotta mimic the word of God.
Well, the important thing is listen to it regularly. Get it into your heart. And then it's better to say nothing than do like James said and paddle up the stream the wrong way.
Right. So, better not to paddle at all because you go downhill fast if you get the wrong words.
Right. So if you're listening to the right things, soon they will just start coming. Because what's in your heart will come out your mouth. So the
right.
more you listen, the more you'll know. So here's some things that we think you should remember. We'll go to them and read them to you. And you can always stop it, write it down, put it on your refrigerator, replay it. That's the nice part of having a video. You can replay it.
Right.
Until it gets into your spirit.
Amen. Remember things to remember. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope has no substance. It is only a goal setter. Faith works in the heart. Hope works in the head. The heart produces that which the goal is set on. Set your goal on the solution, not the problem. Learn the language of success and practice it. Dial your goal setter to prosperity and success.
Right. So,
and that's the word of God gives you success.
Right. So we're really kind of, with all the things that have been happening here, we're entering a new season. We're entering the season of Thanksgiving and Christmas. We're entering the season of growth. And we're going to see marvelous things happen because we're all going to begin saying what God has promised us. We're not going to whine and cry and complain.
Yeah.
We don't care if other people do.
You have a
do.
Vision of the future is what it is. You have a goal to set.
Right.
And you're setting that goal by making that vision in front of you, making it a part of you by you visualizing it and speaking it.
Right, because the other night we were watching Tucker Carlson, and I'm not sure what the other man's name, but he got fired, and Tucker...
Oh, Neff?
Neff, I guess. And Tucker felt felt bad because it wasn't really truth exactly that got him fired. And he was wondering what he could do. And then it turns out it was almost like miraculous. Charlie Kirk gave him, this man, Neff, a job.
Made him a big position of the job.
Right. And that's,
like he had with Tucker.
Right. And that's where I'm saying you maybe can't see where it can go. It looks like you've been fired. No one will hire you. Nothing's possible. But you say, God will supply all my needs. I'll have a good job.
And they were all Christians. I mean, Neff was a good Christian. I mean, he just cast his care upon the Lord. He wasn't upset. They fired him for something he didn't even do. They just blackballed him.
Right. And I know in the past, there's been people I know that have been laid off and they think, oh, it's the worst thing. And then they end up getting a better job. So
right.
It works.
I've done that. Been there.
Right. Because God kind of is motivating you to move because you might not.
Oh, so I stopped thinking about what happened. And I start thinking I'm on my way to the better job yet.
Right.
And I did.
Yeah. And so that's just really how God can just open doors. We didn't even know there's a door there. He makes a door.
Yeah, God makes a door.
So,
I don't even think Mr. Neff even knew about Charlie. Well, he knew him. He knew of him. But he didn't have any relationship or knew him. He didn't go and ask him for a job. They were brought together some way.
Right. So, it appears you can, God will just move you where he wants you, help you. As long as you're not doing like what James said and saying a double-minded man, you have to just continue with what God's word says, and you set your hope on what God's word said, and then you just go to sleep. It's like we've already told. It's like you plant the seed, the word seed, and it's like they talk, compare it. Jesus always did good parables. You plant the seed, and you go to bed and sleep, and go to bed and sleep, and soon the sprout comes up, and then pretty soon, boop, it comes up, and you
have put in the sickle. You get your reward.
Right, you have your ear of corn grown.
Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you."
Right, so we know you're going to have a good week. We know you're going to take some time to pray, intercede for others, because we're always supposed to pray first for our government and those in power. We're going to pray for the upcoming election that's coming, that it goes God's way, because that's how you decide what to do. Would God vote yes for this or no for this, or vote for that person or for that person? And
yeah,
that's how we make up our mind.
We make quality decisions by hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit.
So we say like and subscribe. We're also going to be putting up...
There we are.
This week is going to be kind of fun. Our new Wi-Fi podcast is going to be on lemons.
Lemons.
Because we like the Lemonade song by
Forrest Frank.
Yeah, if you haven't heard
and
it.
And the Figs.
Forrest Fink and... Forrest...
Frank. Forrest Frank and the Figs.
Right, go listen to it on YouTube. It's
really cool. We listen to it all the time.
Although life gave you lemons, Jesus making lemonade out of it. And so we're all having a glass of lemonade. So I say, have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Like and subscribe and share with your friends.
Amen.
Bye.